I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
The sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It's KSL's Unrivaled, Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell. We're going to get to our 8:05 cut here in just a second. I just want to remind people, it's a tour to fans. You know what that means, General RV. Scott drove the RV out here. It's out parked in front of the Cross E Ranch out here in North Salt Lake. All the way west, they're shutting down shop for the evening. Beautiful place, though. Awesome setup, great location, easy parking, and you can walk in and you get the you can do all sorts of stuff. You ride the tractor barrels, Scott. I know that's something that you look forward to. I know that's something you and I were looking forward to before we had to do the show. But great food. They even fed us tonight, so awesome job. And General RV, of course, hooking us up on the Tour de Fans to go around wherever we want. So let's kick things off here. It's our second hour of the program. It's our 8:05 cut, so let's just jump right in here.
The cut at 8:05. The unquestioned, undeniable, unrivaled. Top sports story of the hour. Here's what made the cut.
The cut brought to you by Wasatch Medical Clinic. Struggling with ED? Sick of pills? Visit wasatchmedicalclinic.com for a free offer. Scott, so it's exactly what we thought it was going to be. The college football playoff, the expanded playoff discussions have been put on hold. You can't have your cake and eat it too. All this talk about playoff expansion has gotten us very excited. And then expansion of some of these conferences started to happen, and then a bunch of bruised egos suffered along the way as well. So I guess in my mind, why on earth would they delay a playoff just because they've had now some shifting around in the landscape of the actual conferences? Why would this delay anything in college football?
Well, I don't think that everything's completely resolved with like all the teams, the conferences, where does the realignment actually fall by the time this happens, and not only where, but when. I mean, you have teams going in and out of the Big 12, and when are those dates happening? A lot of it's driven through television. I'm sure that the TV, which drives everything, has to say, hey, wait a minute. We've got these original bowl situations with teams that are they have these alliances. These bowls have been longstanding. You know, there's a lot of tradition with a lot of the bowl games.
Sure.
And so they're trying to probably sort through – more of that than it's actually does the format actually work, and are we going to be playing too many games, and how I think everyone said 12 teams makes sense. It's a good compromise. It's a good way to go.
And it was like they're already moving forward with
it. Yeah, I just think the TV thing, and not only just, you know, because the TV negotiations will be different. I mean, that stuff's gonna. With these new conference realignments, I mean, all this stuff has a whole different feel to it. And I'm sure that TV wants to capitalize on whatever it's going to look like, and I'm sure that these conferences do too. I mean, everyone goes, well, we want a team or we don't want a team based on can they bring us more revenue, and where schools generate revenue is through television dollars.
What's the reality of like a Utah or a BYU, or even like, you know, it doesn't feel like still the setup that they're going to have with 12 teams will have an element of a Cinderella type deal. I don't feel like that element is yet part of those discussions. Does it mean, I mean, is it possible to have a bigger, you know, 32 team situation in the future?
No,
or
well,
is it just something that, like, you know, we're basically just going to always live in this small playoff situation forever?
I think 12 teams in college football's playoffs is the equivalent of 64 teams in basketball. I mean, the fact that it's decentralizing.
That might be true because there's like 350 D1 basketball teams.
I'm just saying there's only been two, maybe three teams every year that even have a legitimate shot in football. Expanding it to 12 really gives a team that has a record maybe like BYU a year ago or a Cincinnati or a UCF or a Boise State or even a Utah back before they were in the Pac-12. You know, there's always a year when there's a team like that. And if you look at college football and you look at all the FCS teams that have won and beaten Power 5 teams, and you go there's clearly better football on a broader level.
There's always going to be a team who's going to give a shot.
One year there's
going to
be a team that really puts it together, and they just have all this talent. And BYU, I think this year is actually a team you could argue with. Before this season started, we said BYU on offense is loaded. And you look at how they performed this year, really good offensive line. They got great running backs. They're just loaded at wide receiver and tight end. And Jaron's done a great job of managing all of this, and so they're pretty darn good on defense too. So they're a team that could be one of those special teams this year with a 12 team playoffs. You're like, you're going to have a shot. You're going to actually, find a team with 12 in there that might surprise everyone and be that Cinderella, and that'll just make it so much more exciting.
Scott, the good news is I know that. So one of the biggest pieces of news that came out of the rivalry, we got some hot BYU-Utah talk today. So the 2020 game, obviously that was a scheduled, contracted game that was supposed to happen, and they had to reschedule it. Scott, we have it rescheduled. The rivalry game is going to be, from 2020, is going to be played. Are you ready for this?
Oh.
September 7th of 2030. So I'll see you then. I'll see you then, buddy.
See,
I'll see you in 9 years.
I'm in the point in my life where I have to add those years up and find out actually
how old
I'm going to be.
Yeah.
So that's 9 years from now?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not that old. Nine years. I'll still be young.
You think you'll be doing still calling the game with you and Bill?
Well, yes.
What'd you see on that play, Bill? Nothing. Back to you.
See? I can't see anything.
You're going to have to describe for me who's on the field at this point. So I'm just saying, hey, good news. The rivalry's back on the table. That rivalry game's back on the table. They've rescheduled it for 2030. But September 7th of 2030, just in case you were wondering what day it was going to be. We'll come back. We've got more to go. Spencer Linton from KSL5 Television / BYU TV is going to join us. We haven't seen or heard from Spencer in quite some time. We're glad to have him back in the building, albeit we can't see him right now because we're out here at the Cross E Ranch. And we are here with the Tour de Fans, courtesy of General RV. We'll be right back. Spencer will join us next right here on KSL News Radio.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.